If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Let's do Spenny jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. I got a joke here from Steven in Atlanta. He's the proud author of the Christmas Door Prize, still available on Amazon. Don Willershite and Crystal Lake sent a joke. Diane Paul did. Elise Sherman in Palatine. And Southside Limey in Oak Forest. Thank you, sir. Dave Carr in Canada. And Dr. Bruce Bloom sent us one from Deerfield. Edith the nurse did too. Jeff Hewish in Homewood. Ron Siegel in Waukegan. Make that Waukesha, Wisconsin. Bob Jakeaway sent us one from Rockford. And Pat, who's all that from Waukegan, sent a joke. I got a first-timer here, Kathy and Niall Howe. Welcome to the club. And John Steele in LaSalle. And Kathy Bartnicki in Zion. Jason from Seneca. My friends from Brazil, Indiana. And what else do we have here? Andy Vanko in DeKalb writes, Dear John, I had no idea how many people I know listen to speed jokes until you mentioned my surgery on the show. Thanks for that. I'm glad to hear you're doing well. I was standing in the checkout line at the grocery store with my young son. The phone on a lady in front of us started beeping, and my son looked up and said, Look out, Dad, she's backing up. I need a doctor's appointment.
How about 10 tomorrow?
No, I don't need that, Benny. Just one. A sole and a flounder swimming in the ocean. They bump into each other. The sole says, A flounder. The flounder, being polite, says nothing. What did the farmer say when he woke up and noticed his tractor was missing?
Where's my tractor?
That's exactly what he said. Yesterday, go ahead, Dave.
John, yesterday I bought one of those big brass noise-making discs by the drums, but I can't play it, mind you.
Yeah, so it's just a status symbol? I see that joke six is exactly the same as the other joke we did.
It did look familiar.
So we'll skip that one again. A lot more jokes today if I had been allowed to tell one joke that the committee put the kibosh on. So we'll end with this one. How do you find what's new in the life of a celebrity dung beetle? I get asked that all the time. How do you find what's new in the life of a celebrity dung beetle? Will you just look for their latest picture from the paparazzi?